That's Dubai. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 14th of July, 2020 from Manx Radio. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island. And background to the news, sport, business, sea watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. Tonight, 55 days of no new confirmed cases of C19. The Manx Health Service is turning to private professionals for help. Liberal Vannin has just one MHK and South Douglas doesn't have any. How to sell Manx scallops in a depressed market. Manx pavements aren't what they used to be, and why. And if it's clear tonight, well, it's not, but I'll tell you why you should look to the sky.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Dolan Mercer.
Fastamai, the Manx Health Service is looking to private therapists for support with growing pressure on its resources during the COVID-19 crisis. The Chief Operating Officer says they'd need funding for a private pool of therapists, but it would be of great benefit. Police are searching for a 24-year-old male who's breached his court bail. If you see Kyle Molyneux, also known as Johnson, you're asked to call 999 immediately. If you have any other information, you can call 631 212. It's day 55 on the Isle of Man with no new cases of coronavirus. 5 people are waiting to be tested, 40 are awaiting results. And an airline says it's in talks to increase the size and shape of its Isle of Man service. Loganair Chief Executive Jonathan Hinkles says it could add to its Isle of Man connections in the future. Further afield, the rollout of the UK's 5G network could be delayed by up to 3 years and cost billions more after a decision to strip out Huawei equipment. The Chinese companies blamed the British government decision on US sanctions, which it says are about trade, not security. Retail union leaders say shop staff won't be enforcing new rules on wearing face coverings in shops. They'll be compulsory in England from the 24th of this month. And coronavirus cases in Leicester are still well above the rest of the country. Health Secretary Matt Hancock has told MPs the city's local lockdown restrictions will be reviewed this week. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Thank you, Dolan. Light rain this evening on a moderate westerly breeze and some low cloud on high ground. Well, just about everywhere at the moment. Intermittent rain overnight down to 12 Celsius through the night. Ronald's Way Met Office reporting no problems out at sea for the next 24 hours. Jacrane Wednesday tomorrow, a wet morning, will dry up after lunch. Top temperature 16 degrees, overnight minimum 13. And Thursday, Jordan, dry and sunny, up to 19 degrees. High water 29 minutes to 8 this evening, sunset 17 minutes to 10. The overnight low water is at 13 minutes to 2 a.m. Sunrise 6 minutes past 5 and the morning high water 20 to 8.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
The Manx Health Service is looking to private therapists to provide the support needed for the growing pressure on resources during the COVID crisis. Just one of the problems facing our NHS, and reported this week to a Tynwald committee chaired by Julie Edge, MHK. We've heard recently of police concerns for the growing number of domestic violence incidents reported during lockdown. What happens if we have lockdown number two? The Chief Operating Officer for the NHS on the Isle of Man is Angela Murray. She spoke to John Moss.
It's that jointly the DHSC and, well, other departments, DHA, DHSC, will have to work on going forward, because it's had a significant impact.
And we've had possibly the first wave, a second wave could come. A second wave would create enormous pressures.
Yes, it would. As I just said in the hearing, at the end of the day, you've been locked down for some months. That's created, if you like, a pressure cooker environment, which has created more incidents of domestic violence. You then are able to open up, and then if you have to close it down again, that's not going to improve any situation, is it? It's actually going to exacerbate it. So it is a case of not just the mental health services, the totality of the health and social care services working with other government departments to actually try and alleviate some of those pressures.
You spoke of going to the private sector for therapists.
Yes.
How would that work?
Well, it would have to be commissioned. So first and foremost, we would have to write a specification of what was required. We would have to obtain funding in order to do that.
You have funding pressures in other areas as well, like
carers. We do. But that would be a decision for the department and minister and treasury, all working together. But it would give us rapid access to a body of therapists who, could start work fairly quickly.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Six on Manx Radio. The Liberal Vannin parties left with just one single MHK after Kate Costain's retirement from the House announced late last night. She'd planned to quit earlier in the year but was concerned about leaving South Douglas without an MHK. Of course, Bill Mullocky sadly passed away earlier on. So she steps out of Manx politics, but as a former health minister, John Moss was interested to hear her view on the border question.
Oh gosh, that's such a difficult decision, isn't it? I think it's a very fine balancing act. I think they're very wise to take it cautiously, as they're doing. I mean, obviously now residents can come and go, but when you come back, you've got to go into self-isolation for 2 weeks. And I think that's very sensible. You know, you think you close the borders and you can stop new episodes coming onto the island. But with us being such a small place, it's very easy for it to spread as well and escalate out of control.
You've described the Chief Minister in your farewell note, if I put it that way, as a weak Chief Minister, but he has to take the difficult decision, along with his ministers, of when to open the borders.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to show strength in that regard.
Yes, I'm not denying that. I mean, you're not weak all the time, you're not strong all the time. None of this is, we're all human. I think the bit in my statement I put out was more an illustration of the system and how the system didn't work rather than an attack on the chief minister, this particular chief minister. It was saying any minister or any chief minister, if you weren't strong enough to stand up to the chief secretary or your chief executive or whatever it was in that position, then they're going to rule the roost.
How do you look back on your career as an MHK? Sadness, or you feel you did what you could do, or what?
Again, it's a good question. I thoroughly enjoyed it, I have to say.
You didn't look on occasion as if you were enjoying it.
God, give us an occasion. I'll turn the table and ask you a question now. What occasion did I not look like I was enjoying
it? Whenever you stood up, it was always, I'm confused or I am distressed by this or that. You always seemed to be basically a bit anguished about what the government was doing on all occasions almost.
Well, yes, but then it was my job as a backbencher to hold government to account. That's what backbenchers are meant to do. And I certainly wasn't very happy with everything that government was doing, so I'm not going to look happy, even though I was enjoying my job, if that makes sense.
And as Kate Costain steps down from the House of Keys, she's also taking a back seat in the Liberal Vannin Party, resigning her position as leader. Dolan Mercer spoke to the party's chair, Michael Josom, to reflect on the news.
I think, you know, the party and the island more broadly is indebted to Kate for her many years of service. And so unreservedly we say, you know, and I say thank you to Kate on behalf of the people of Douglas, on behalf of the people of the Isle of Man, and, of course, on behalf of Liberal Vannin. You know, she was a wonderful public servant, and she's made the Isle of Man a better place to live.
What happens now to the leadership role of the party?
So that'll be determined at the next annual general meeting, which will be happening on the second Monday in August up at the Manx Blind Welfare Society. I think that Kate continues to be a member of the House of Keys technically for another little bit, just to finish up her service. And so then after she resigns, we'll need to find a new leader, and that'll be fun and exciting.
In her letter, there was a feeling of unfinished business, perhaps. I'm not sure she feels as though she's accomplished everything she set out to accomplish when she went into Manx politics. Is the onus now on other party members to pick up where she left off?
Yeah, look, Kate had very lofty aspirations, and, you know, she worked very hard. And she did not do things because they were easy, but she did that because they were hard. And there is an ongoing effort by Kate and many other people across the community to really restore the rightful pyramid of responsibility and accountability in our government to ensure that the people of the Isle of Man are number one, and they rule over the members of Tynwald, and the members of Tynwald rule over the executive, and then the executive rules over the civil servants. And so Kate is a very strong advocate for that simple idea she spoke about in her letter, that the people of the Isle of Man are at the top of the of the food chain.
And she seemed to imply, well, no, didn't imply, she said quite directly that that pyramid was unbalanced.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, she's such a wonderful advocate for democracy and that idea of the government should be accountable to the public. And, you know, and I think that, you know, we should all be thankful for Kate for her service over many years. She's been such a wonderful advocate for Manx people, and hopefully she will be able to contribute to Manx public life in other ways in the future.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
The next scheduled departure, Mananan, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, heads from Douglas to Heysham, arriving there at 2:15 and heading back at 2:15, arriving here just after 4:30. Tomorrow, the Fastcraft continues to operate daytime sailings till a week on Friday, and she'll start the Friday to Monday service to and from Liverpool. The motor ship Ben McCree currently providing the overnight freight service. A week on Friday, she'll resume twice daily trips to Heysham.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
A Manx law practice has been named as a leading firm for international private wealth. DQ Advocates, ranked highest for its respective categories, featured in the Chambers and Partners High Net Worth Guide. Director Anne-Marie Hughes achieved top individual ranking in the offshore trust category, and the firm maintained its Band 2 ranking. Johnny Walker Whiskey is to be the first world spirit to be served in a wooden bottle. Sustainably sourced wood, that is. Owner Diageo said it plans to run a trial of a new plastic-free bottle expected to be fully recyclable early in 2021 in one market, and then will roll it out globally. The bottle is made by pressurising sustainably sourced pulp in moulds, which is then cured in microwave ovens. Last year, Carlsberg unveiled a paper beer bottle.
KPM. Here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.il. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks closed lower as a spike in coronavirus cases started to weigh on global sentiment. The US dollar gave up early gains as currency traders, unfazed by diplomatic tensions between the US and China and rising C-19 cases. Oil prices reversed early losses despite worries that new clampdowns on business to stem surging coronavirus cases in California and other US states could threaten the recovery in the fuel demand. Gold inched up, underpinned by concerns over mounting C-19 cases. In corporate news, Halma was under pressure as it recorded record annual profit and revenue underpinned by acquisitions. BT was the standout gainer after the UK government said it would completely remove China's Huawei from its 5G network in 2021. And the numbers at the close in London, the FTSE 100 was slightly up, 0.6% up at 6,179. The DAX in Frankfurt down 1% at 12,697. At 5 o'clock in New York City, the industrial index, the Dow Jones, up 1.25%, 26,403. The Nasdaq tech stocks index flat at 10,600. And the S&P 500 roars on, up 0.5% at 3,172. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1, 25.4 cents, and €1, 9.9 cents. And in commodities, gold up 0.25% at $1,807 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up just over 2% at $43.08.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast.
Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Good evening. It's Spot On, a quarter to six, live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio. This is Update. The Isle of Man's more rural roads are often criticised as neglected, overlooked by other bigger capital projects. But what about the state of the pavements? Alex Watton looks at the sidewalk.
Whether it's a cycle lane or a pothole or, dare I say it, Douglas Promenade, the state of the roads never fails to capture the attention of people all across the island. But pavements have had an easier ride of it of late until, of course, this lunchtime. Lots of people have got in touch to discuss areas which they believe have been neglected. So let's hear some of those thoughts.
You want to try using a power chair on the pavements around Glenvine? Broken or uneven surfaces and people's hedges overhanging the pavements, forcing you very near to the curb.
More fresh tarmac's been ripped back off the Douglas Prom in the past 2 years than Andreas Jerby, Bride, Smale and Ramsey has seen in the last 50 years up here, Yessa.
The pavements around Union Mills Main Road in Stranghill are also in a poor state generally and so narrow in places. They haven't been resurfaced in the 30 plus years I've lived here. I don't think the DOI consider out-of-town pavements at all.
One walkway in the north of the island has been reported to the Department of Infrastructure on an annual basis, as Vivian Quain of Lazare Commissioners explained.
That pavement from, I think it goes nearly from Bad Ellen Burn in, the state it's in, has been reported to the DOI several times a year for about 4 or 5 years, and that's from Lazare Commissioners. But nothing gets done, and we know the state of it, but it just doesn't happen.
Treasury member Bill Shimmons recently explained that government is giving smaller projects some attention as the construction workers have returned to work following the uncertain period during the coronavirus lockdown.
If you look at our footpaths, if you look at some of the stuff that we've got, has potentially needs a bit of fixing. So it's really looking to mobilise that quickly. It's much more challenging to produce a large multi-million pound project. We will look at some of these larger schemes, but to mobilise those things is actually really quite difficult. But we can certainly get cracking and get people back to work doing jobs that really have been overdue, I think.
Any pavement problems can be reported to the DOI, where the team will put the issues in order of priority.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster my Dolan Mercer.
Faster my. Isle of Man-based rider Cal Crutchlow will be looking for a new team in MotoGP next year after it was announced he'll be replaced at LCR Honda for 2021. The Ramsey resident's been with the team since 2015, winning 3 races and securing 12 podiums since then. However, Spanish rider Alex Marquez, the younger brother of reigning MotoGP champion Mark, will take Crutchlow's place next season. There's been a boost in the number of women and girls playing softball. 7 softball festivals are taking place across the island this summer, from July to September. Sally Green from Isle of Man Cricket says the first session went brilliantly.
A really good introduction to playing cricket. So if you've never played before, it doesn't really matter, because as I said, you'll be able to learn the rules and have a little bit of a practice on the side and get to know the game. And it's just great to grow the game, really. The men's game is growing as well, but women is growing alongside it. And it's a game for all, not just for the traditional kind of males. It's a game for everyone to have a go at whichever level that anyone wants to play at. But this level is a really good way to get started if you've never played before.
Further afield, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp says Manchester City having their European ban overturned was a bad day for football. City had been punished after UEFA concluded they'd breached financial fair play rules, but the decision was overturned yesterday by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Klopp hopes the ruling won't bring an end to the rules.
I'm happy that City can play Champions League, but I don't think it was a good day for football yesterday, to be honest. Just because I think FFP is a good idea. It's there for protecting teams, protecting the competition.
Meanwhile, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola wants an apology from their doubters after the club's European exclusion was lifted. He says the decision proves they won their titles on merit. And the SPFL transfer window will open from today after the Scottish FA were given approval by FIFA. The delay caused to leagues around the world due to the coronavirus pandemic has caused the registration periods to be moved. Clubs in Scotland will have until midnight on Monday, the 5th of October, to sign players.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
10 to 6, the 4:30 departure from Ronald's Way to London City went 3 minutes early, and the 10 to 5 Liverpool departure went 9 minutes late. Inbound tonight, 6:40 from Liverpool, 8 p.m. from London City. On the roads, Old Church Road, Crosby's got two-way traffic signals for drainage work. The A24 Foxdale Road closed for vehicles from the Arch-Allaghan Road to the Lubes Road for resurfacing. Go via St Mark's and Tossaby. Maloo Road in Castletown's got two-way traffic signals for stone wall and railing repairs. King Edward Road in Groudle's got two-way traffic signals 24 hours a day for railway work. Clayhead Road in Baldrine closed for resurfacing. In Ramsey, North Shore Road's closed from Bowring Road to Shipyard Road, and no parking on Old River Road till the resurfacing on North Shore Road's finished, and then Old River Road is closed for carriageway resurfacing. West Street and Christian Street closed to vehicles from junctions with West Quay to the junction with Parliament Street for gas main repairs. All the information on Douglas Promenade, and there's a lot of it, at myprom.im or go to manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
How do you sell Manx scallops in a severely depressed market devastated by COVID-19? Well, that's a problem faced by Nick Pledger, the managing director at Island Seafair, which operates in an office above a shellfish processing factory in Port St Mary. His company coordinates sales of Manx produce right around the globe, and he explained to Ewan Gorn where the queenies go.
Well, we operate all over the world, really. Goods are getting exported to many different markets, in particularly Northern Italy, Northern Spain, and also France and the UK, and we do sell a little bit locally as well in the island.
How has coronavirus affected these sales?
A huge impact. I mean, it's absolutely decimated markets. You've seen, obviously, sort of Northern Italy in particular was very badly hit, and Spain, of course, and then latterly we saw, you know, obviously it moved through into the UK and the island. A lot of the sales that are generated in Northern Italy are especially focused on the tourism trade. I think around the Venice area, I think they have something like 25 million tourists a year. So obviously our queenies and scallops appear on the menus in many restaurants there. So without having that tourist trade, then that's been significant, and all over Spain and Italy as well. We were lucky in one sense that the customers who we operate in France is in the retail sector, so that's managed to just sort of keep the industry going, just about, I must add, you know, when everywhere else has kind of been shut down and in serious situation, really. Yeah,
how's that affecting, you know, the people who work here? I mean, I imagine you've not got as much to do at the moment.
There's always something to do. I mean, boats are continuing to fish at the moment. We've been lucky in that we haven't had a tie-up scheme, so boats have been fishing. So within the factory and the processing side, We've had to continue to handle and process product, crab, lobster, and now queenies, which is, they've just started fishing them at the beginning of July. The market is so downbeat and so depressed at the moment that prices are probably as much as 40% down as they were at the equivalent time last year. The situation, for example, with the queenies is the quota is set to the same level as last year, but obviously the income to the fishermen and the boats is significantly down. So, you know, that's having a big impact on them.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Well, not tonight, but a comet, for first of its kind in 23 years, would be visible in Manx skies at the moment. So fingers crossed for tomorrow night, because NEOWISE will be closest to the Earth tomorrow, the 15th of July, at its brightest now as well. So if it's clear tomorrow night, you should be able to see it. Howard Parkin of Astro Manx spoke to Alex Watton.
It's quite a big comet, and we didn't anticipate, or we anticipated it wouldn't survive its trip around the back of the sun. And it did, because it's such a compact nucleus we've since discovered. And this is clearly visible in Manx skies at the moment. That's the good news. The bad news is, to see it, you've really got to be up about 2 o'clock in the morning to see it. Unfortunately, it's skirting the northern horizon. It's visible from about 1:30 onwards in the morning sky, about from the northwest, right through to about 4 o'clock in the morning when the sun comes up in the northeast. So it's literally tracking across the northern horizon, which is the lightest horizon this time of the year. clearly visible with the naked eye, not as spectacular as people sometimes think comets can be, because they can be very, very spectacular. We haven't had one of them for many, many years. But it is clearly visible to the naked eye and quite special. It's the last decent comet we've had since 1997 when Hale-Bopp was in the skies. So it's over 23 years since we've had a comet of this brightness and this visibility from the Isle of Man. So well worth a look.
How long will we be able to see it for?
It's going to be visible right through now for most of the summer, but it was at its closest to the sun on the 3rd of July. It's getting as close to the Earth as it can on the 15th of July or thereabouts. But as it pulls away from the sun, it's fading, so it's not going to be as bright. So it's at its brightest now. It will eventually be visible in the evening skies. It pulls further away from the sun. It will be visible in our evening skies on the northeast horizon. But you're going to have to notice that it's quite a bit fainter.
So will you benefit from being in the sort of west coast to east coast places in the island to spot it?
The best place to be is the north at the moment. Right. The best place is north, so you've got both northwest and northeast horizon. The best place to way to find it is if you know the stars at all, and if you don't know where the plough is, then I suppose we should give up after all these years. I haven't got people knowing where the plough is. I'm in trouble. But the plough at 2 o'clock in the morning is pretty well sitting on the horizon. It's what we call it, the autumnal position. Go to the right of the plough, the east of the plough, and you'll come to a bright star, a very bright star that a lot of people know called Capella, and it is below left of Capella. So find the plough, go to the bright star, and then just slowly come to the left. Binoculars will be good to find it initially, but you don't need them.
You won't see it tonight because of the clouds, but fingers crossed. Now all the news stories you've heard tonight on Update are available at manxradio.com with lots of interviews and podcasts. And of course, Update's available as a podcast via Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. The details at manxradio.com. Thanks to newsreader Dolan Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn, I'm Andy Wint. Update's back Wednesday evening at 5:30. WINT.